Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Remember, you can take this program and all of our talk lineup with you everywhere you go by downloading the Civic Media app. You can get it for free wherever you get your favorite apps from. And you can call and text us using the app as well. Just one touch, which is pretty gosh darn convenient. And you will need it, especially because this Friday is our very last Free Ticket Friday Brewers ticket giveaway of the summer. I am so sad to see baseball coming to an end. Yep, you need the app to play. And again, our very last Free Ticket Friday is coming up on this Friday. Tune in and listen to the entire Civic Media lineup throughout the day for the keyword to win in that hour. That word you text in via the app, it will get you entered to win 4 club-level tickets to a Brewers game. As they continue to be the best team in baseball, we here at Civic Media want to give each and every one of you a chance to see them at AmFam Field free and on Civic Media's dime. Like these listeners, Chris from Sun Prairie has taken down a set of tickets, Kimberly from Wauwatosa, Terry in Cross Plains, Jim in Brookfield, Penny in Plainfield, Kevin in Madison, and Doc in Milwaukee. Congratulations to all of those winners. The next winner could be you, so download that Civic Media app. Get it ready to go this Friday. Again, you'll have 5 chances to enter to win those 4 Brewers club-level tickets by listening to Civic Media all day Friday. I am super excited myself. Excited for the end of the season. Sad to see it finally here. All of our contesting rules, of course, can be found at civicmedia.us. We got one of my favorite callers in the wait list. Before I get to him, CJ, hang on. I'll put you on the air in just a second. Wanted to finish out the conversation with the candidate, Ryan Stiernad, the candidate for governor. We didn't have time to keep him around, but I just wanted to share a little bit more of his positions. He is pro-choice, he said, as he announced his candidacy. Quote, any pregnant mother-to-be or mother who wants an abortion can have an abortion, end quote. On the environment, he said this, we do enough to support the environment anyways and opposes shutting down oil and gas pipelines because that is costing people's jobs. He lifted up a recycling bin and said, go to a store, get yourself one of these. Just buy yourself one of these. $15 at your local hardware store. Start recycling. Boom! You're helping the environment right there. Again, thank you, Mr. Stiernad, for coming on the show to talk about this stuff with us. We really appreciate your time. We have got one of my favorite callers on the line. CJ, how are you doing, my friend? What do you got for us?
Thank you for taking my call, Maggie. I had a little temper tantrum the last time we talked, and I want to follow on Charlie Kirk's example. I'm going to have a dialogue with people that I disagree with. I saw him over a year ago exactly a year at the University of Wisconsin campus. Mm-hmm. And there was probably 1,500 to 2,000 people there. And the patience that man has, as people call him names or whatever, I'm kind of used to that myself. But, you know, I think it's absolutely no one side owns. I got a chance to talk to Tom Hartman today. And pretty much what I said was no party owns the assassination or political violence. But this, a man who was gunned down defending the First Amendment. And one thing, he was a Christian man, which I consider myself a Christian, went to church this weekend, and you would not believe the numbers at those services. And most of them were young kids looking for positive influence and messages. And I had a chance to say that to Tom Hartman, and not to mention, on the Sunday morning, I watch them all, CNN, MSNBC. I watch every news program I can. There was one of his border on the Turning Point USA board said they've had 37,250 inquiries for new chapters. Isn't that a beautiful thing? pro-American, pro-Christian values, family values, and to watch this in real time and have people cheer it on. I don't care what your ideology is. I think you know where I stand on that, and I've heard you talk about it. Shouldn't happen. You're in the public eye. We've met. I really enjoy our conversations. You're a beautiful lady. You're smart. You're funny. And I appreciate you giving me the time to honor him, because people that don't know him in a little snippet that says he doesn't believe empathy need to do more research, because they only take a little snippet of that quote. And I challenge you to read that entire quote where he compares empathy to sympathy. So I'm begging you to present both sides on this, because it's shameful. Whether it was the congresswoman that was shot through the door with her husband, disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. So again, we're lucky to be Americans. The First Amendment allows you to say whatever you want to say, and me also. We may not see eye to eye. I think we see eye to eye on more things than sometimes we show in a 30-second to 1 minute discussion. But thank you so much, because I said I wasn't going to call you anymore. And then I started to listen to Charlie Kirk, and I watched him. I saw him. I got to ask him a question at the university. They were all out of hats.
CJ, we got to leave it there. Gave you as much time as I could. I agreed with CJ's statement that as Americans, we have a speech right. We have a speech right. But let's not mistake a speech right for acceptance or tolerance. I shouldn't say tolerance, for acceptance of the messages. My defense of Charlie Kirk's right to say vile, hateful things is never going to be dependent on what someone's saying. He has the right to say those things. Again, he's claimed that black women's brains don't process as fast. Women are property to their husbands. MLK wasn't a nice guy. The Civil Rights Act was a mistake. That gay pride is a sin. That having gun rights means accepting a certain amount of gun. I mean, he said all these things. He was repeatedly accused of anti-Semitism by the Anti-Defamation League. I'm just going to read this again. This is a quote from Robert Jones Jr. We can disagree and still love each other unless your disagreement is rooted in my oppression and denial of my humanity and right to exist. We can disagree and still love each other unless your disagreement is rooted in my oppression and denial of my humanity and right to exist. Unless you want me to be treated differently under the laws. Unless you choose to strip rights away from me because of my beliefs or who I am. So Charlie Kirk should never have been assassinated. He should be able to say whatever vile, hateful things he wants to say. Ollie from the Northwoods, go ahead. You're on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Hi, I just listened to the gentleman caller, and I can't count how many times he said everyone has the right for freedom of speech, yet the Republicans are going out and saying that if you spoke out, you should be fired. People are being fired for their freedom of speech about Mr. Kirk. Yes. or saying something about him being shot. I don't think that was right. But I also don't think that one-sided freedom of speech is right either.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no way to make this square, right? If the response to an assassination is to call for more violence and a civil war and declare that an entire tens and potentially over 100 million people that are citizens of this country are evil and vile, and then to suppress speech on the grave of a man who, at least ostensibly, in its kindest view, stood for free speech. I mean, the first thing I said when I got on the air the day that he was shot and killed, I said he was standing up there debating people who disagreed with him. And again, I think I said on that day, he said some vile and disgusting things. But he stood up there and had the freaking argument. By the way, one of the things that Charlie Kirk said at one point in time was that 12-year-olds should watch the public execution of Trump's governmental opponents, and some of those killings should be by guillotine. Just saying. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Gary from Sussex. Hello, friend. How are you? What you got for us?
Well, I'm following one of your favorite guys recently. So I hope you're in a good mood and you're not going to start tearing my head off, okay? The thing is, I've been listening a lot. I don't call as much as anymore. But the people, what they're saying is that Charlie Kirk says a lot of hate, okay? Now, maybe he does in different people's opinion. And the thing is that there's a lot of stuff that is absolutely not true. Like, one guy called up on the Todd Alva show and said that he's against women voting, which is nuts. I mean, that's not
true. He once made a statement that said that basically women should be the property of their husbands. If you're property, you don't get to vote. And yes, Charlie Kirk has said things that were broadly supportive of the abolition of the 19th Amendment. Here's the problem, Gary. Both universes of people live in their own bubbles. And the question is, which bubble is closer to the actual facts on the ground? And my respectful argument to you is, if you hear someone saying that Charlie Kirk said something like that, and you're like, hey, that can't possibly be true because that was offensive, take the 5-10 minutes on the internet and go check it out, because there's tape of him saying all this stuff.
He
actually said that, Gary, would you think he's not some guy that you should be listening to?
Charlie Kirk is, as far as I'm concerned, is a Christian man, and Christian, God tells us that we are to love the Jewish people. I love the Jewish people. I do not believe.
But if I played you tape of Charlie Kirk saying all kinds of anti-Semitic things, would that change your opinion of whether or not he is actually a man of God and a Christian and whether you should listen to him? Would it change your mind? Hang on, Gary. We're going to continue this discussion. We got to take a quick breath here. Folks, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. Don't go anywhere and give us a call, 855-752-4842. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.